You may have heard us at the World Cafe singing the praises of the Irish band, the Guggenheim Grotto, in the past. That's because their debut album, Waltzing Alone, was out in Ireland a year ago. It's now out here in the States. Mick Lynch, Shane Power, and Kevin May are here to play live. I started out asking them about how the time lag had affected their feelings about the music on their debut, now that they had to revisit the songs a year after its initial release.
It's been weird because we sort of started recording this 2 years ago, and when we released it in Ireland last year, it ran its course over there, and we did a couple of tours, and now it's sort of, we were hoping to move on to the next one.
But here we are.
Pushing this one. So we're sort of resigning ourselves to the fact that we've got to, you know, keep pushing this one for a while. But we're with the live set, where there's a lot of new material in there, so it's sort of a lot of this album, and then a lot of the, hopefully, with the next one, or with songs that will be on the next album, which is good.
Well, hopefully we'll hear some new things today. The Guggenheim Grotto are Kevin May, Mick Lynch, and Shane Power are with us today. And Kevin, you're pretty much responsible for the lyrics?
Yes, I'm to hold to blame for that.
Well, that's one of the things I love about it. You're lucky. I wasn't going the other way with that. But how do songs come into the group? How do they end up getting built up?
A lot of the time, there'll be a song that I've written on acoustic guitar or piano, and I'll then leave it in the capable hands of Shane and Mick, and they generally flesh it out and produce it, you know. A few songs myself and Mick have written together, actually, and Mick will have a melody or with some arrangement behind it and then ask me to put the lyrics to it.
Yeah, Kevin. I leave the lyrics to Kevin. He's the master.
Indeed. Well, we'll tell you what. Why don't we do one from the from Waltzing Alone,
yeah,
and then we'll talk some more. This is Guggenheim Grotto finally playing live today on the World Cafe. Ooh.
I'm gonna try clever and dress it up in leather. You know it's easier to swallow when it's fun. And for the most part I agree. Yeah, only fools wear hard on sleeve. Oh, but girl, the way you make me feel, I wanna say
I wanna say, hell, I wanna scream, yeah. Sister, the way you're making me feel. Oh, I say, hell, I wanna scream. Ooh, ooh. Sister, the way you're making me feel. Oh, I say,
that's I Think I Love You. The Guggenheim Grotto are playing live for us today on the World Cafe. And there's going to be some shifting around of instruments here because there's about four different stations all set up and many different instruments to get to. But one thing I have to note right off the bat, and I don't know how this is going to translate on the radio, but Kevin, I'm sorry, I've interviewed thousands of people. You're the first left-handed guitar player, acoustic guitar player, who doesn't turn the strings the other way.
Yes, yes, this is... I suppose it's a novelty or a gimmick, but the way I learned acoustic guitar was I didn't have one, but my friend had one, and he was right-handed. But it was natural for me to hold it like a left-handed player, and naturally he wouldn't allow me to change the strings over. So I just changed the chord book upside down and learned the shapes upside down. So I can't actually play a left-handed guitar. It has to be a right-handed guitar turned upside down, you know.
Wow. Well, that's a first.
He's unique.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when I'm sitting here listening to this, I'm curious also as to how your careers came together. Everybody talks in Ireland about how there's such an affinity for contemporary songs, singer-songwriter songs right now, and there's certainly a whole slew of Irish people, and then people from here like Josh Ritter, who become huge in Ireland for that. Where does that come from? Does that come from the same place as the traditional Irish music, or?
Yeah, I really do think that Ireland is, you know, that saints and scholars idea. There's very much a feeling for poetry in Ireland, I think, and the big singer-songwriter boom. There's a lot of Irish singer-songwriters that are getting known over here, like Damien Rice and Damien Dempsey. And even though Josh Ritter is American, he's been very much adopted in Ireland, you know. And that started for me about 6 years ago, before any of these artists made it.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Mick were going to singer-songwriter sessions with people like Damien, the two Damiens.
Right, right.
And it's actually now that it's starting to see fruition, that they're starting to make the world stage, you know. But
and you get played on the radio there, too. Which is
pretty,
you know, it doesn't happen that much here. I mean, the big, you know, top 40 kind of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
yeah.
really, really interesting. Did you ever spend any time playing in the streets?
I did. I haven't been a huge busker now. I tried it once and I found it very demoralizing because I don't have a lot of projection in my voice sometimes, a lot of quiet songs. So, you know, you get drowned out by the feet of shoppers.
Absolutely. You know, one of the great things, I will tell you, if you're interested in the Guggenheim Grotto, do not download their album because you're missing a lot of what it's about, which is the incredible, beautiful package that comes with it. In fact, there's a whole philosophical discussion of the package that you get with the package, which is, and I'm sure you've talked about this before, but what was your thoughts in putting together this kind of leatherette beautiful package?
It was very much that, you know, this is our first album and it's a huge thing for us. And we really wanted it to market because we felt it took us about a year and a half to record the album. And we took a lot of time with that, a lot of attention and care and love went into it. And we said, why not do the exact same for the packaging? So before somebody even puts it on, they know that whoever this band is, they took time and attention to make this album, you know?
I think it's something that we've discussed a lot because we all love reading credits and when you buy the record, find out what, you know, what was going on, but some background to the songs, excuse me, some background to the artist, some background to the recording itself. So we wanted to do something like that. And we threw around a lot of ideas. The first idea actually was Kevin had a black notebook. I can't remember the name of the moleskin notebook that he used to make notes in. So the idea came from that it would be like a notebook or something that you would keep, you know, with notes in it. And then it progressed onto this, someone called it the Lord of the Rings-esque packaging.
Well, you know, it's very effective. It is very effective when, you know, obviously if somebody does a show like that, you get a zillion CDs in the mail. But you go, whoa, I'm going to, you know, it's
well, that's, yeah, I'll have to, we'll be honest, and there was a tiny bit of that there as well, is that, you know, it's obviously because we set up a label in Ireland when we released the album ourselves. And it's very, very difficult to get people's attention when you don't have any money to put into publicity or a gimmick or whatever. So part of it, very, very small part of it, we all wanted to do something really special, but it paid off, because when it falls out of an envelope onto someone's desk, you've got their attention for a few seconds, and they might open it and put it into their CD player as opposed to put it in the pile on their desk, you know.
Amen. You did the right thing. Absolutely. Guggenheim Grotto are playing live for us today. You said you could do a couple of the songs we've been playing a bunch of on the World Cafe. One called Wonderful Wizard, and also Told You So. So let's hear those as Guggenheim Grotto are playing live today.
When the world is wide, wicked and wise, and watching my every move, I gather thoughts of you, and that's what lovers do. You've said before, when every act is war, and every shade just another shade of blue, you'd have me walk with you, that's what lovers do. Told you so, I'm in love with you, well, well. You told you so, I bet you love me too. I'm
it's off the album. It's called The Wonderful Wizard.
That is the title track of Waltzing Alone, Guggenheim Grotto's first album just out here in the States. And no, the song is not called Waltzing Alone. It's called Wonderful Wizard. And Kevin, that's probably not an easy song to admit to lyrically, right? I mean,
well, it's not me.
Okay. This is not your confessional singer-songwriter thing. The songs have not suffered at all from having you guys play them live for a year. I mean, really, rhythmically in every other way, really strong performances.
That's great.
Yeah. Kevin, Mick, Shane, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for everything, by the way, you've been doing for us over here.
It's good stuff. Fantastic. It's good stuff. It's not just the packaging, folks. Guggenheim Grotto, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.